Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome back to the No Disqualifications podcast. We've taken an extended absence, and we're checking in. We have a smaller episode, and then next time we record with you, we'll be going back to the very first ever Starrcade. It's like Starrcade 1984, I think, and we're going to go back through chronologically and hit every pay-per-view just as we were before. And then we'll go back and we'll hit all the Raws, all the SmackDowns, all the Nitros, all the fun stuff. But we wanted to get some content out towards you. Mm-hmm. So we're doing Worlds Collide 2022. If you don't know, now you know. I'm your host, Adrian.
I'm Tay.
And
we're back like cracking the 70s, 80s, whichever poor time of history it was for the American people to be torn down by our lovely government. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. I like that. That's the vibe we're hitting you guys with off the jump. But we're covering, like I said, Worlds Collide 2022. This is under the NXT 2.0 branding. Mm-hmm. In my personal opinion, I enjoy NXT 2.0. Mm-hmm. Everything's not, you know, rainbows and sunshine. But the black and
gold.
Yeah, it is rainbows and sunshine. Now, but the NXT, the black and gold NXT, it kind of got boring to me. I'm not going to lie. Like, we're watching... You know, the same, it was great, but you're watching the same kind of matches.
Yeah.
No one really had a character. They were all just good wrestlers. That was your character. So now, you know, you have tag teams that have characters. Mm-hmm. You have wrestlers that have characters.
You got the fans more involved.
Fans are super involved now. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're involved before with NXT, but it's like, oh, from like, you know, the chain. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, fight forever, blah, blah, blah. But now, like, they're really involved. So
yeah, they got Creed Brother Taos floating all over the place.
Creed Brother Taos, the tag team with Katana Chance and Caden Carter, they dance in the crowd and do, like, neon sticks and stuff like that. So they are involved. They're involved. So this is Worlds Collide. NXT UK is no more. They're combining it to just become NXT. Mm-hmm. Again, I think they're getting rid of the 2.0. It's going to become NXT all over again. And then they plan on opening up a NXT Europe and an NXT Japan and NXT this and that. So this is what we're rocking with now. First match of the night, the A champion, the one of one, Carmelo Hayes, accompanied with Trick Williams.
Trick Daddy.
Against Ricochet, returning to NXT. I believe it's just for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. For the North American Championship. Tell your thoughts on this match.
Oh, yeah. Carmelo Anthony did pretty good. You know what I mean? He's a...
Carmelo.
You bastard, you. Carmelo Hayes. He's a kid with character. I love him. To my knowledge, this motherfucker is, he's only, 28?
28
years
old.
He's young. So, you know what I mean? He has plenty of potential. And it did it justice with Ricochet being there going against them, man. Those two high-flying bastards. They're a final level place. They're counterattacking each other. They're doing rollover, backflip, handstands, fucking you name it. They did it. This match was explosive. Beginning to the end, I loved it. On the account of Ricochet, I feel like he was too caught up in Trick Williams, which he really didn't do anything. You know what I mean?
Nah, he's just there with unbuttoned dress shirt, oiled up.
Yeah, he was just there. I mean, he really didn't get interfered in the match any way, shape, or form. He was just, you know what I mean? It was a second where they went outside. Ricochet stared at Trent like, what you going to do? What you going to do? And Trick literally did nothing.
I'm just going to stand over here and chill.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand over here. So he throws Carmelo into the crowd. He got two members of the crowd holding him while he slapped shit out of him.
And that's some independent wrestling type of stuff. Yeah. Like, I've been to a few NGW shows. Shout out to NGW. Holding it down in Knoxville. Not none of that shitty 127 wrestling bullshit. So, you know, I go to these NGW shows, and I've been able to, you know, slap the chest of the wrestler and all that. I think it's really funny after Carmelo Hayes got slapped, he like looked over at the guy that smacked him and was like, yo, like, chill. There are some good spots. They did a lot of those. They're matching each other's moves.
Yeah.
Where they both did like a backflip and landed in like the superhero pose. Mm-hmm. They both springboard into each other. You know,
that was crazy.
Poison Rana's It was a extremely athletic match. High energy all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds you why Ricochet is Ricochet.
Yeah, good sailing, too, man. That takes Ricochet back to the freaking Lucha Underground
when
days.
When he got hit with Ricochet got hit with that code breaker.
Yeah.
He spikes, and then he goes up after and, like deads when he...
Real wrestling fans know. Remember RVD getting hit with an RKO. Just picture that. Go watch it.
And, you know, when Ricochet got super kicked in the beginning of the match, he takes a super kick to the face, bends his neck, and then just drops like he died. Like, yes. Yes. As far as grades, man, I'm giving that a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 4, man.
It's a Carmelo, 15-minute burner.
Carmelo retained, you know what I mean? The only reason I wouldn't give it a 5, it wasn't violent.
It didn't go to that next level.
Yeah, it didn't go to that next level of the strength.
If it went to that next level, then, you know,
for a champ that you would expect for a championship match.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 is good, you know what I mean? First match of the night out of 5, so we still got former matches to go over. Carmelo Hayes retained. Pre-match, actually, when Carmelo Hayes does an entrance, Adrian just brought this to my attention. Carmelo hangs everybody jerseys up on the Titan Triangle around the arena. And people he defeated, he come out freaking Ricochet name drop. I said, oh, this disrespectful bastard. And I loved it.
It's perfect. So, yeah, Carmelo Hayes,
you got a big nod for me, young man. Keep doing your thing. I give him some extra 4.
Next year, we have a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Elimination Match to unify the NXT Tag Team Championships and the NXT UK Tag Team Championships. You have Pretty Deadly, which is Elton Prince and Kit Williams, Wilson. They're accompanied by Lash Legend, which is she's okay. The Creed Brothers, Brutus and Julius, who are the NXT Tag Champions at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs, who are the UK Tag Champions. They're accompanied with Fallon Henley. She is okay.
Yeah.
And then there's Gallus, which is accompanied with Mark Coffey. Mark Coffey and Wolfgang,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Coffey being the manager there. Man, this match.
It was kind of too much at the beginning. Once everything got settled in, it just became a regular fucking 4-way, 3-way.
I feel like it didn't have a lot of time to breathe, man. I think that.
They just got right into it.
Just push right into it, and you have time to breathe. Like, you can do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen multiple man matches do something.
Yeah.
We were talking about Survivor Series 2002. You have that Fatal 4-Way Tag Match with the Guerreros, Edge and Rey Mysterio, Angle, Benoit, and then the other one. Maybe it's a triple threat. No, maybe it was. But you have those multiple man tag matches.
Mm-hmm.
And they flow fine. They go fine. They're great matches.
Yeah.
This one, no time to breathe, man. No. Like, this, there's just a lot of brawling, and people are trying to get their stuff in, but it kind of looks sloppy.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pretty Deadly and the Creed Brothers are the ones that look the best in the match.
Yeah.
But they had the most time, and they were also the final two.
Mm-hmm.
We see Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs, they get eliminated first.
Yeah, like off the rip.
They are the tag champions
for
the UK, and they get eliminated immediately by Gallus, which Gallus is a strong tag team, so I can't argue too much about it. So they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gallus gets eliminated, and we have the Creed Brothers and Pretty Deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good. It's a pretty hotly contested match. Things are kind of flowing well.
Yep.
Referee's down. Damon Kemp comes in. He turns on the Creed Brothers.
Bastard.
Officially breaking Diamond Mine completely.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Deadly hits Spilt Milk for the win, and they become your unified tag team champions. Man, I gave this one like a 2.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.5, 3. The Creed Brothers, they're pretty over.
They're over. I can see that being on the main roster within the end of the year.
Pretty dope to see. They got that Alpha Academy vibe going to them when Alpha Academy first got together with Chad Gable.
I like how they split screen when they come out. You get both of them going up the steps. Like, and I think it's Julius. He like goes up like he's an ape.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one like smacks the steps and just runs up them.
It's pretty dope.
Presentation.
Yeah, different stuff like that. That's what separates WWE from AEW. But that's nor here or there.
Facts.
Pretty Deadly, haven't really seen too much of them. Me personally, haven't seen too much of them. athletic. I mean, I'm not sure what the character thing is going.
I don't understand the gimmick either.
The half-cut shirt with the leotard. I'm not.
I don't understand the gimmick either.
Like you said, Brooks and Jensen, the freaking UK tag champs, they got eliminated in fucking 30 seconds. Being a quote-unquote defending champion to unify something, you won't, in my opinion, your champion's been the last two to go at it. You know what I mean? Because that's just, given the spoiler, one champion's already eliminated. So, well, damn, you're either going to have a new champion or Creed Brothers will unify it. But all in all, I give it a 3. Like you said, it was pretty sloppy. They just really got straight into it.
Yeah, it was just not enough to breathe. They didn't give enough time to breathe. And but I think a return match for some of these guys would be good. Obviously, I feel like Brooks and Briggs, Jensen and Briggs, whatever you want to call them, I think they're probably going to have a nice little feud with Pretty Deadly. And I would like to see the Creed Brothers and Gallus split off and do their own thing. You got a lot of moving pieces here.
I just see Creed Brothers get called up, honestly, me personally.
I think the tag divisions would speak well for them. The tag divisions right now on the main roster are starting to pick up steam, and they're starting to look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, throw them in there.
Viking Raiders, New Day, freaking
Usos, the SmackDown tag,
Judgment Day, Edge and Ray. It's a lot of,
you know. I mean, the SmackDown tag division's really good.
Yeah.
You have the Los Lotharios, like I said, the Viking Raiders, New Day, Usos are over there. Mm-hmm. I think there's another tag team I'm probably missing over there. And then on Raw, I mean, you have Judgment Day. You have Alpha Academy.
Yep.
Street Profits.
Yeah, Street Profits.
Edge Ray now.
Oh, what's the freaking, damn it. Oh, the new guys.
Hit Row's on SmackDown. You know.
Ain't done nothing amazing
no,
yet.
No, but, you got room to bring up the Creed Brothers, maybe give them a title reign real quick, do something with them, and then I could see them heading out for Halloween Havoc, though, for sure. Next, we have a triple threat match to unify the NXT Women's Championship and the NXT UK Women's Championship. Mandy Rose, Miko Satomura, and Blair Davenport.
I seen bare minimum of Blair Davenport.
Yeah, you know, she was not a factor. She really not a factor. She hit, I think she hit like a running knee once.
Yeah.
And it was like a near fall, and then Mandy Rose threw her out. But the story really seemed to be Mandy Rose and Miko. Mm-hmm. And Miko, man, she's like 50 years old, dude. She's been wrestling, I think, 42. She wrestled in original WCW back in 96. And then she wrestled in Japan and all that from like 97 on. Mm-hmm. Came to the Mae Young Classic, joined NXT UK, and now she's officially in NXT. But she is, from what they say, like upper echelon of women's wrestling.
Okay.
Like, say what you want about Charlotte, Becky, Bayley, you know, the four horsewomen.
Yeah.
Miko has a mind higher than theirs. Like, she's the equivalent of like a William Regal. Like, she's been everywhere. She wrestled everyone.
Okay.
And the fact that she chose to hang her hat in NXT
says
something about her. But
speaks volume.
This did a good job at introducing her. Mm-hmm. It did a decent job in showing a taste of what Blair Davenport can do. But if it did anything, it proved that Mandy Rose can hang.
Yeah.
And she can be someone you count on.
Yeah.
At least in NXT.
Yeah, at least in NXT. Like I was telling Adrian when we was watching it, you know, reviewing this and going over everything, Mandy Rose, when she was first on the main roster, she just didn't have it. You know what I mean? Then she dropped down. She got her brand together, got her character back together, redid herself. And now she has it.
She has it, yeah.
But to me, it being like, you know, good enough to be around, you know, Natalya, Raquel Rodriguez,
she's a low
Lacey
level,
Evans, yeah, stuff like
mid
that.
Level. She's a mid car women's wrestler,
right? You would just
she's not main event.
Throw her in with Charlotte or Bianca, my like that because they're obliterator. But you know, work her way up. No, I mean, same way they did Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Work her way up.
Kayfabe wise, she's highly protected.
Oh yeah,
I mean, she's beaten almost every woman in NXT. Mm-hmm. But you're right, she's still mid card main roster. That being said, Liv Morgan's champion, so
who knows?
You know, she could come up and take the title off of her.
Please.
Probably be Ronda at Extreme Rules.
I hope so.
But, man, I gave this one a 3.
Yeah.
I think Miko Satomura and Mandy Rose, that all their interactions were great.
Yeah, they could have had a one-on-one. I still gave it a 3.5. Mandy Rose, you know what I mean? she's doing her thing. Miko, she's just sitting there taking it, laughing. Her like, "This all you got, kid? Like, I've been through all this." So,
and I think also if you listen to this podcast, you should listen to Miko. You should watch Miko Satomura and Roxanne Perez. That was on the following NXT. Mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez, like, she was doing an interview. She had turned around and like, showed her back welts, just like welts on her shoulder, just from her match with her.
Damn.
And I think Dave Meltzer gave that match a 4.5 on 2.0. I think it was like a 13-minute match on 2.0. So that's all you got to know about that. And then next up we have for the tag team, for the NXT Women's Tag Championships, we have Katana Chance and Kaden Carter against Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. Man, go ahead and speak on this one because I really got a whole lot to say.
Oh, I'm still new to Katana and Kaden, as I stated when we was watching this. But Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H., you know what I mean? They go out there, they're asserting their dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nikki A.S.H. is, for the most part. Doudrop's just, she's standing there majority of the match waiting to get tagged in because nobody likes Doudrop. But when she does finally get in, she's being the big plus-size woman that she is. Don't cancel me. She's throwing her weight around. She's doing Samoan drops, splashes, the whole nine. She's,
Astro.
Yeah, she's killing Kaden and Katana. Time after time, coming in, saving it, breaking up pinfalls, crap like that. So when they finally get the chance to get Nikki A.S.H. out the way, they freaking hit a freaking backbreaker leg drop on Doudrop or something like that.
Yeah.
You got these no-name women. What was it?
Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, Toxic Attraction. Good God. I'm horrible at NXT 2.0. They come in, interfere, keep Nikki A.S.H. from breaking up the pin, and Katana and Kaden are your champions.
They hit I'm trying to think of the move that they hit. It's like a 450 suplex type of deal. I don't even know how to describe their move, but yeah, it's like a 452. It's something.
Yeah, it's something.
That's the best way to actually describe it. It's a something. To win, but man, it was probably a 2.5. Like yeah. It was just, it wasn't. It could have been so much better, and they just didn't put enough. I feel maybe just enough effort into it. But nonetheless. They still got their, still got their win. It was decent. Mm-hmm. Fill up the 10 minute that they needed on the, on the show, I guess.
All right.
Next up for the main event, we have Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate
in the main event
to unify the NXT Championship and the NXT United Kingdom Championship. Now, what are your thoughts on Bron Breakker? There's a lot to go into this match. I recommend you guys just watch the match. We're not gonna give you the play by play for this one, but we can definitely tell you that Bron Breakker showed some athleticism.
Yeah, Bron Breakker, he's a big fucker. You know, he throws his weight around well. He's not like a Braun Strowman type
he's
of
throwing weight. Weight. He throws it
with purpose. Well. He sells everything when it's his turn to sell. Mm-hmm. He's freaking jumping and freaking taking pop up power bombs. He's going out the ring doing the whole Mick Foley over the top rope. Mm-hmm. He's well. My thing is with him, as me and Adrian discussed, his character. He has his character, but his mic skills. You know what I mean? You can tell he's a Steiner. You can tell he's a stunner.
That's where it shows. He's not giving me enough to bring me in. He's giving me a little bit, just not enough.
If I was to compare Bron Breakker, he would be like his moveset reminds me of Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
But he shows like different
I think maybe
specs.
His talking is like Goldberg too.
Yeah, he shows different. Like you said, the athleticism. Goldberg didn't have that outside the ring explosiveness. Like, you know what I mean? Goldberg give you a spear, clothesline, freaking
you hit the highlights
military
for you.
Press. Shit like that. Bron Breakker has it. Athletic fucker. He just doesn't have the mic skills yet. Now, Tyler Bate, me personally, I haven't seen too much of Tyler Bate. He's a good character. I like him. I mean, he's heavily over in UK.
Yeah, super over in UK. I think he's the first UK champion.
The Tyler Bate, he does the other Tiger Bomb. Is that it?
Yeah.
This bastard, he beat me on WWE 2K22. So, Tyler Bate, I'm looking for you. But other than that, I mean, I like Tyler Bate. He's a cool guy. I feel like he shouldn't have lost in the way he did. But, I mean, I understand you want your main guys to unify and as it comes all to one show. You know what I mean? Be under one.
I feel like Tyler Bate, and this is, maybe controversial. Maybe there's big Bron Breakker fans out there. I'm not sure, but maybe these people are really behind the guy.
Yeah.
I think having Tyler Bate win would have meant something.
Yeah.
You have the NXT UK tag champions get job in the first, 5 minutes of the match. Miko Satomura loses her title. She wasn't pinned, but she loses her title. Mm-hmm. to an NXT star. I think it would have meant something to have an NXT UK champion win.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that they're not going to do that. And I get why you're not going to do that. This is NXT in America. Maybe they don't know them that well. But we know who Tyler Bate is. Tyler Bate showed up in original NXT.
Yeah, real wrestling fan.
Let him hold that belt. And then Braun can take it off of him. Then now Braun's a two-time, you know, NXT champion or whatever.
That could be like the, you know, the whole muscle game. You know how Vince used to be. Yeah. Man, motherfuckers that got the muscle, man, Arnold Schwarzenegger beat. Oh, he let him go. Like the big motherfucker that was in WCW that never had a chance. The motherfucker, they named him after a damn superhero
Yeti?
Or something like that. Was it Lex Luger or something?
Lex
like that?
Luger.
Yeah, him. Couldn't wrestle, save his fucking life. But Vince had big plans for him. So, I mean, he had a look. Bron Breakker has that look going up against somebody like Tyler Bate. So, I mean, I get why, but like I said, real wrestling fans. But, yeah, real wrestling fans, they want to see somebody like Tyler Bate hold a title for maybe a month or two, a year or so. Like Kofi did, Brock Lesnar come out and fucking destroy him in 8 seconds. Just give the normal people a chance.
Give it to him because it's a moment.
Yeah, it's a moment.
It's a moment. It's not hurting anything. It's just a moment.
The same way they fucked up at freaking Clash of the Clans when Drew McIntyre lost to Roman Reigns. But that's no here or there.
And that's a review we need to get on as well.
Yes.
So that's a watch for the whole damn show and let it sit in for you. But I think we can go ahead and give this one a grade real quick. I can give the main event a 3.
Yeah, I'd give it 3.5. I like Bron Breakker.
I think it'd be pretty easy for us to do our awards tonight. Match of the night.
Match of the night. Carmelo Anthony and Ricochet.
I agree.
Good way to kick off the show.
Worst match of the night. I think it's the women's tag match, probably. I would do that one or the men's tag. Either one. Star of the night.
Even though he lost, I still give it to
Ricochet. The selling was perfect.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Reminded me why I like Ricochet in the first place.
Him, Dolph Ziggler. You can't get veterans like that anywhere that are willing to sell and put guys over it.
Put them over. Your whole point when you're in the ring with somebody is making them look good, and
They're not going to be Shawn Michaels. He's fucking flopping 10 feet down.
Doing 6 backflips down the damn apron. Who is our worst tonight?
The worst? The Ryback?
The Ryback tonight.
I'll give it 2. Was it B. Jensen and... Jensen and Brooke, I mean, they're the freaking UK tag team champs. They got put out in fucking 30 seconds.
Yeah. I want to give it to Doudrop, man. It's nothing against how she looks. She just didn't do nothing.
How she looks. Damn, I'll go Doudrop.
She didn't do nothing, man. I just didn't.
Doudrop. Get the right.
Spot of the night.
Shit.
I'm going to do that code breaker.
It's about 5 of them. Ricochet and Carmelo matches alone. Good grief.
New co-breaker that turned Ricochet's neck sideways.
I'll do the double springboard when they...
When they collide?
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty dope.
When worlds collided, yeah.
That was pretty
And what is your botch tonight? Was there... What?
What was that guy's name? His freaking tag
Jensen?
Name? Yeah, Jensen. I thought one of the freaking pre-deadly fuckers had... He boxed and slipped, but tonight he got pushed. And the camera angle didn't show that. So, my botch of the night would be...
I remember with Last Legend getting hit and rolling into the ring.
Rolling
right out of the ring.
That was backwards. So you had a botch.
It just didn't make any sense to me.
Other than that, I mean, it was a pretty show.
Clean show, yeah. Final grade for the night?
Outside of Ricochet and Carmelo...
It's pretty average.
It's pretty average. I give 3.
I was going to agree with you.
I give 3.
Man, we're back.
We're back. Better than ever, man.
Back. And we're going to have a lot of content coming out.
By the way, tell these bastards about your other podcast you got going on. Talking about cereal and breakfast deals and shit.
Yeah, me and my friend Philip, we're having a podcast. We're planning on having multiple guests, just random people, Ted, anybody. We're talking about random topics. So our first episode, we did a cereal tier list. And we broke down what makes a good cereal, what's a bad cereal. But the name of our podcast is Your Neighbor's Hood Podcast. Your Neighbor's, one word, hood, one word, podcast. We just talk about random stuff. We're going to do a segment later this week where we're just going to interview some people and ask them some random questions. You can find that one on Spotify as well. Taking anything you want to push out there?
No, man, not at all. Just subscribe to my YouTube, TaySki29, TaySki29. Subscribe, all that good shit. Me and Adrian are going to try our best to get back into this, you know, no DQ pod deal, man. We got day one coming up. We're going to try that 10.
Mm-hmm.
And,
obviously, we both have the same schedules now, so this might be a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, a lot easier. Laz, you bastard, we miss you. Fuck you. But other than that, you know, everything's pretty good, man. We're going to try to get back and get some content going for y'all. We got the NGW show coming up on your birthday.
Yeah, so you can pull up for that one?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that.
So that'll be October 16th. Well, of course, we'll probably be at the Alabama game on the 15th.
Got a lot of good things coming.
We'll have some chaos going down on the 14th, which is my birthday. So
a lot of good things coming, man. Just stay tuned. Be patient. I know you all missed us. We missed you too, damn it.
But we just we should get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, we're back on the right track, right schedule, so it's going to be a lot easier.
Well, this has been the Notice Qualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tate.
And Laz should be here.
Hopefully.
Little bitch.